Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Minnesota moves on, and the Valks, I thought it was good too when I was watching it. I kept watching the replay. Cecilia Zanda Lassini. I got it. Don't worry. Paisan. But that's a tough way to end the season. But you know what? I'm so damn proud of this whole region. I'm so damn proud of San Jose for being right there on the spot. SAP Center. Showing up and showing out yesterday. Joe Lacob getting into it. And there's so much to get into when it comes to this. We'll get into the 49ers. We'll get into the Giants. We'll get into, you know, Kuminga crisis, all of that. But you know what? The feel-good story of the Bay was and has been the Valkyries, and they deserve their moment and shine this morning. Joe, good morning.
I know. It was a heck of a season for them, and it just is unfortunate that Kyle Shanahan had to make an appearance with a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter of a postseason game for the Valkyries.
Stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That was a joke. You got to laugh a little. Got to laugh through the pain.
Stop! It's true.
But yeah, no, I was glued into that game. And I'm thinking, man, they're going to pull this out. They're going to be able to figure this one out. And what a crazy crowd they had going. Did you see some of the purple sequin jackets, like dress coats that people had in the crowd? They were panning to it the entire time. It was incredible.
It's been like that all season, quite frankly, whether it's at Chase Center, and obviously would have loved for it to be at Chase Center, but they, you know, they're an expansion team. You had stuff booked prior years in advance. And it didn't work out that way. But you know what? What a pivot that they had, and the fans showing up and showing out like they did, traveling from all over. And that's really what the Valkyrie season has been about, Joe. It's the entire Bay Area rallying around this team. And to your point, the outfits, the costumes, whatever you want to call them, they've been showing out all season long. It's pretty incredible, this whole team. And I love the color scheme. I love, you know, Sharky was down there too, hanging out with Violet. It was a great time with the mascots. It was a great time. Pods was obviously there. Great interviews all season long with Willard and Dibbs talking about the Valks, him being the number one fan, obviously. And before you know it, we're going to actually be watching Brandon Pajemski in another month. So now we're moving forward to the Warriors season. But it sucks that it had to end this way, Joe. But this is how true fandom is made. Through the downs. Through the heartbreak. This is really how it is. Like, you have to go through these trials and tribulations to really appreciate when you actually win the big one, right? And yes, would it have been nice if they go on this miracle run and win it, and they would have known anything else but winning? That's great. And they've set the bar very high. But this is how fandom is shaped. Through the sadness and heartbreak.
Well, and look, if you're looking to the future, for those that are really locked in on the personnel and whatnot, they obviously, you know, they're going to have to hit the free agency hard over the next couple of years. And you would think they'd be able to recruit someone. Size needs to be their number one, you know, that means their number one target would be, I would be looking for size.
Size and athleticism.
Kind of like the Warriors.
Yeah, I was going to say, huh, interesting. Maybe they can get Kuminga.
Joe
Lacob
has a type.
Yeah, maybe Kuminga can stay in the Bay. We'll see. Yeah.
No, but it was a heck of a year, and it was great to see. And I thought that the WNBA as a whole kind of captured our hearts yesterday in the afternoon, if you're just a sports fan. No, it's the truth, man. YouTube TV, you know, flipping around. I'm like, oh, I'll watch the Liberty game, even though it was a, you know, very lopsided affair. And I said this to you guys in the group thread, and I'll bring this up again. There's two things that I took away from the playoffs over, you know, basically a small week here of the WNBA. First one. How stupid was it for the WNBA powers that be to start their playoffs on a football Sunday?
Ridiculous.
No, it was like one of the dumbest things they could have done.
Literally no one was watching anything except for us here locally. How am I supposed to watch the Niners and the Valkyries at the same time? How? It's ridiculous.
There's a reason why all of the other sports do the best that they can to avoid having things conflict with football. And for the WNBA to not realize, like, even though there's Monday Night Football as a standalone, I would have started my playoffs at 4 o'clock Monday, and I would have gone Monday and Wednesday, and I would have had it like that, and I would have owned the week. It feels like all those game ones, for the most part, got kind of, you know, buried into football, and you forget about it. The other big takeaway that I have, 3-game series are awesome. No, they really are. The immediacy, the sense of urgency, the desperation right off the rip is extremely important in sports. I think the two problems with the NBA and Major League Baseball is that the regular seasons take way too long. And then in the NBA, we get right into a 7-game series. No, like if I'm the NBA, I would be looking at this and I would say, all right, maybe we don't give these guys a whole week off. Maybe there's a bye. I don't know. I don't know how we view it, but I would have 3-game series, you know, those play-in games, like, you know, the one-offs, those are cool. To me, the 3-game series, 5-game series are underutilized. Not every series needs to be a 7-game series. I would give teams an advantage. Those that have the higher seed get all 3 games at home.
Okay. I don't like that.
3 games at home.
I hated the single wild card game. I'm going to be honest. I know a lot of people loved that when it was baseball. Yeah, for baseball. And I get what you're talking about here. Just in general, I'm just talking about playoff seeding. Yeah. I hated that. Obviously, football is going to be football. It's going to be single elimination. You're not going to do series. But we're talking basketball and baseball. I love the 3 games too. I'm totally in with you. It creates urgency. It's fun. It's fast. It's quick. It's do or die. And it's right that literally after the first game's over. Okay. must win now for the other team that just lost. And you could feel the urgency yesterday in the Bay. And there's no, again, the Lynx, let's just talk about the adversity that the Valkyries have fought through all season, Joe. Not only did they lose their best player, Kayla Thornton, to ACL injury. That sucked.
Yeah.
All-star. She was incredible. You lost your best player. But you got the most improved player right after that, Veronica Burton, stepping up the way she did. Coach Natalie Nicasse, Coach of the Year, stepping up and just being a beacon of hope and knowing what to say and just dominating the podium game. She's been incredible all season long. This team, it's their first year, and who knows? You know, it's funny how sports works. Maybe they, you know, make the playoffs this year, they stay healthy next year, and then they don't. You never know. Like, these things, they change very fast and very quickly. You can't bank on making the playoffs every single season because you just don't know. But the fact that they were able to overcome so much adversity this, you know, early into their inception of a franchise, if you will, really speaks volumes to just the organization top to bottom. And it starts with the owner, right? Joe Lacob. And what did he say? He had like a 5-year guarantee. Within the first 5 years, we're bringing a title here. It's only Joe Lacob, right? Joey Lightyears. We love him. And that's the confidence that we love. But you know what? The proof's in the pudding. He's took an expansion franchise to just on the brink of pushing the champs. Like, they're going to be the back-to-back champs, right? I think they are. The Minnesota Lynx are stacked. And, you know, they erased that, was a 14, 15-point deficit, fourth quarter.
Minnesota!
It sucks
how
it ended. I know.
I thought Jimmy G was quarterbacking.
Oh, yeah. Was A-Rod on the court side yesterday? I didn't see him. Did they pan to him at all?
No, I was wondering too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was hoping that he was sitting next to Joey Lightyears, but alas. But again, like, Minnesota Lynx are really good. Like, this is the equivalent of, I don't know, take an expansion franchise in baseball, and they got the Dodgers in round one, and they push him to the brink. Like, that's the equivalent, yeah, if we're doing that. It was an incredible season.
Well, you know, I find sports right now, it just feels like, whether it's the WNBA, whether we're talking about Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, college football, golf even, every single sport needs to look at the way everything is consumed. We just saw a boxing fight. What platform was it on?
Netflix. Yeah.
Now, did they start the fight late in the evening? For probably too late for most people on the East Coast, probably. What, the fight started around 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast?
It felt like it, yeah.
Okay. We had a major fight that we've been anticipating for 5 years on Netflix. Yeah. Our habits are changing. And I think that now these leagues not understanding that the calendar needs to adjust to our viewing habits is ridiculous. Like, I think the WNBA is proving right now that their little window at the end of August into September and into October, it's a good window for them, right? If I was the NBA, not that I'm trying to eat into the WNBA calendar, but the fact that basketball is starting up here and you're going to have multiple months, 3 months overlap with football, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nobody cares at this point in the season. Nobody cares. This is not basketball season for the consumer. Would you agree with me?
I would agree. And also, you're trying to market to everyone here. And that's why I think the Valkyries are a great case study in this,
yes,
that it can work. It is a legit model. And again, there's no Caitlin Clark. There was no household name that was on this team. There was no Paige Beckers. There was no, you know, whoever's the next big hotshot, Juju Watkins. Like, there was no, like, household name. You know, if you were a diehard, you knew some of them. The Veronica Burton, maybe. Kayla Thornton, who ended up being an all-star. Sure. And Natalie Nicasse obviously having a cup of coffee with the Aces and the Clippers. Great. But no one knew any of these people. And yet, they rallied around them. And yet, they sold out every single home game. It works. We just want it to work for the entire league, Joe. Like, it's great that it worked here, and I think that's what you're getting at. If you want to really promote this league as a whole, it can't just be Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark,
no.
Caitlin Clark. It can't be.
But you also have to acknowledge that at any given time, whatever sport you're at, you're going to have teams at the top of the bell curve.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens. And you're also going to have people at the bottom of the bell curve. You're going to have your Jacksonvilles. Every league has them.
Well, I love how you just said that, though, because it's fascinating how you said that. You just said the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills. Just think about those markets. Are those, like, legit top five markets?
Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City? No,
they're not.
But the NFL is so unique.
It is. That's what I'm getting at, though. And who are the Golden State Warriors before, you know, they went on that run? They're a dumpster fire.
They were a dumpster fire, but I would say if you're talking market size,
correct. They did.
They
have
were
the market.
A large market size.
So they did have.
But look who's at the top of the sport right now in basketball.
Exactly.
Oklahoma City,
please. Which is again, you could pull anyone in Oklahoma, and they're going to ask, who do you care more about, the Thunder or the Sooners football team?
Yes, to your point, Joe, too.
Or quite frankly, their softball team for the women's side, which is also incredible.
Which is incredible.
So like that just, again.
Can I ask you a question regarding basketball? Because it is starting up here, and I know we've talked a lot of Kuminga. I heard Steiny was in his bag yesterday regarding Kuminga.
I heard he was very upset that the Brock Purdy news had his pivot.
Well, dude, he's having his Jordan moment right now. He's in the zone talking Kuminga.
We've been talking Kuminga for like 5 months.
5 months, like 3 years.
God.
3 years.
And he's upset that he had to pivot for 20 minutes to talk
this
about
this guy is such a
Brock Purdy. When we're talking about an actual season of football, I love you, Steiny. I do.
Joe, I am a believer in fan width, okay? I only have so much fan width I can dedicate to any team at any given time.
Did you come up with that, by the way, the fan width?
Yes.
Is that a Shasky original?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Where do you think I stole it from?
I don't know. It just sounds like it's...
If somebody had it before me, I will back off.
No, it's fine.
I've been saying it for, 2 years now?
I love the phrase. I'm just asking if it was a Shasky original. That's fine.
So, like, I ask you guys sincerely, right now is what? What is going on right now in most people's mind? It's football.
Oh, it's tonight is... Who is it? We got Bills, Dolphins. We're already locked in. Who's your fantasy? Do I have anyone playing in fantasy tonight? Okay. I don't. I do. Who am I going to play him? Am I going to start him? Oh, yeah. We're already locked in.
Am I a big baseball fan?
You're huge.
Yeah. And look, I'm doing fall ball right now with a lot of little like clinics and things like that. And so I love baseball. But like, there's a part of me that's like, baseball, you got to wrap this season up before football comes. Because once football comes, fans have dedicated the majority of their TV watching experience to football. And I go fan with, but it's also the reality of like complicated lives. Most people that are listening to me right now, they've got work. Maybe they've got family life. Maybe they've got children. Maybe they've got a wife or a significant other. Maybe they've got other people in their life that are depending on them. It could be aunts, uncles, grandparents, parents that need their time. You only have so much time you can dedicate to sitting down on the couch and watching, right? We all agree, right? And so like I look at baseball going through what they're going through right now. It's like, we have got another 2 weeks of baseball, then a month-long postseason, which I love. The postseason is great. They had to wrap it up before football started. I'm talking about their regular season. The NBA is going to start right now in a week and a half, 2 weeks. They're going to report to camp. We are months away from Christmas. What are they doing? And this goes back to leadership. You're talking about Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
The leadership of the Golden State Valkyries. I have been on this, and I will continue to be on this. The worst commissioner in sports currently right now is Adam Silver. And I look at Adam Silver, and he had a golden opportunity to make adjustments to his calendar and to his league and to be able to appease who are his partners right now. It's not television networks, streaming partners.
Mm-hmm.
You're not behooving to the old business model of television. Why Adam Silver did not start his NBA season after COVID, when he had the opportunity to reset everything and start on Christmas Day, is one of the dumbest business decisions I've ever seen. You could tell me, Joe, they're making a ton of money when it comes to the streaming. Yeah, and they'll make the same amount of money, except rate better and be in our hearts as sports fans and be way more culturally relevant if they start their season on Christmas Day.
Mm.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
From the head.
Guys, am I
Thank
wrong?
Thank you, Priest. For a low rate loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. No, I'll say this. The totality of his tenure compared to other, you know, commissioners, it's Manfred, really. I think he might have overlapped Bud Selig. Well, Bud Selig was still there, but it's been Manfred and then Roger Goodell. If you want to go Gary Bettman for NHL, that's fine. I'm not for this argument. We'll just use the big three. Goodell is clearly the king just because the NFL is. I know there's a moment in time where we all hated Roger Goodell. There was. I just don't think that's there anymore.
Joe,
I think it's fun to just say, boo, boo, we hate this guy. And I get it. There was a stretch there of the domestic violence policies and all that.
There's no doubt.
It was a horrible look. Horrible.
Joe, if you just say NFL, you know who they're partnered with?
Everyone.
Budweiser, yep. Coca-Cola,
everyone.
Apple Plus, Amazon Prime, YouTube, every big brand in America.
AT&T.
They're partnered with.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Every single one. And then if they're not, the teams are individually.
Exactly.
So in a way, they are.
The NFL is the best in terms of, right now, they're number one.
I do think there's a debate between Rob Manfred and Adam Silver, just because of.
But what is Rob?
Just when Manfred talks, I just want to punch the guy in the face.
But will you give him this?
I'm sorry. I'm out on him. The guy.
Will you give him this, Rob Manfred? And I'm not a huge Rob Manfred fan by any stretch. He has made adjustments to the fabric of the game that refused to change for 50 years.
Sure.
Those improvements have been good.
I guess locally, I'm a little more jaded just with everything that went on with the A's, John Fisher, and all of that. And then
the blue
ribbon panel that Bud Selig had and bestowed. That whole thing has made me just so anti-Manfred. But to your point, if we're just going stock up, stock down, the stock is higher with Manfred than Adam Silver. But stock up still on the Golden State Valkyries. I want to hear from people that went to the game, that experienced Valkyries, all of that.
If
the season's
went to
over.
One game this year.
Exactly.
How is it different from any of the other sporting events you've maybe attended?
888-957-9570 is the number. The Valkyrie season has come to an end, but a lot to be excited about and happy about for the future. That is a fact. Is there a lot to be happy about with the San Francisco Giants right now? We'll get into that because they got a big win yesterday. Their postseason hopes still alive, just barely, but they're alive. We'll get into that. And by the way, we're going to be live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.